This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We, that is, American consumers, spent $500 billion last year buying things online. $517 billion, to be precise, up about 15% from the year before. And as we all know, where there is money, especially that kind of money, there are scams, especially scams buried in social media and on websites that you might otherwise not be suspicious of. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Okay, maybe this sounds familiar. You're scrolling through Insta.
I started getting these ads for men's clothing and men's accessories.
Brian Smith, regular guy.
One of the ads was for a Goyard wallet. I don't know, they're like $1,000 or something at Barney's or Nordstrom. I clicked on it and it said they were around $75 or $80, some sort of flash sale.
So Brian buys one, goes to the website, puts in his info.
I got a confirmation email about 2 to 3 weeks passed. I didn't see anything in the mail. I gave it another week. I didn't see anything.
The wallet's not coming, Brian. It's not coming.
I went back to see if I could find them on Instagram and the account. I couldn't find the account. And then I emailed and I got no reply.
So obviously the wallet never came.
I don't know. You just feel sort of stupid. You know, like you feel a little embarrassed that you fell for it.
Well, if it is any consolation, Brian, you are in good company.
Online purchase scams are still huge. The volume's up significantly.
Catherine Hutt is a spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau. They received 10,450 reports of online purchase scams in 2018, and it is certain that a lot more went unreported. That was an increase, by the way, of 124% over the year before. Online purchase scams are both the most common scam and the most likely to get people.
It is a risk because it is so easy. It's so easy to click.
The most common items people are scammed by are clothing, jewelry, and pets. Puppies and kittens. Scammers can use the same ad targeting services that legit companies do. So you might see fake ads for stuff you're actually really into. In many cases, online purchase scammers also rely on a person's trust in a platform or app. Jonathan Eckert was scammed out of $20 for a necklace advertised on Instagram.
If it's on Instagram, I figured they had some sort of protocols put in place to make sure that a business is legitimate. And it was the total opposite.
I think people are often surprised to find out that social media channels and online platforms don't screen the ads and they don't screen the sellers that are there.
In a statement to Marketplace, Instagram said that it has various systems in place to help us catch and remove suspicious activity before it gets to consumers, but they would not elaborate on what those were or how many ads it takes down or rejects. But there are a lot of other trusted platforms that can carry malicious ads, your favorite gaming app, for example. Legally, platforms don't have a ton of liability, says David Carroll, associate professor at the Parsons School of Design.
In most cases, platforms, as they're defined, get broad immunity from the Communications Decency Act, and it's the reason why platforms like Facebook and Google and YouTube especially allow people to post anything, really.
If there is one main piece of advice that Hutt has, it is take your time when buying something off a social media ad. Scammers depend on rash decisions. They're all about this flash sale or going out of business or look at this viral video or flashy photo. Again, Catherine Hutt.
Because they know if you take your time about it and research it, you'll discover that it's not such a good deal after all.
Jonathan Eckert, when his necklace never arrived, realized there were clues on the website that he'd missed.
It would say contact us, and then it was gadgetassistance@gmail.com. And I was like, what type of business would be on Instagram that has a contact us at a Gmail address?
That's if they have an email address at all.
If the only way to reach them is through a form that you fill out and then have to wait for a response, that's a big red flag.
Read the comments, says Catherine Hutt. Google the company or the product. You might find it on sale from a more reputable seller. You might find your seller on a list of scammers. Reddit has an ongoing list of online scams. The Better Business Bureau keeps a list, too. You can search. And if you have been scammed, credit card companies will often reimburse you, up to a point. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.